Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 16th of November. I'm Maria Gran, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. In a bid to reduce unnecessary waste, many of us are trying new ways of redecorating our homes, including changing furniture we already own or buying old pieces in need of some attention. Transport and Environment reporter Joanna Bremner has picked up top tips from upcyclers across Courier country and taken a look at their refurb triumphs and travesties.
Hi, I'm Amy Flett, live news reporter at The Courier. By subscribing, you'll help us bring you The Courier Daily every morning because local stories matter. Join us and become a subscriber today because local matters. Visit thecourier.co.uk/subscribe.
Back to our featured story about creative upcyclers across Dundee, Angus, Perthshire and Fife. Transport and Environment reporter Joanna Bremner has taken a look at projects from artists selling their creations, and she's here to share the top tips with us. But first off, Joanna, what is upcycling all about?
Well, Maria, upcycling is all about reducing the amount of waste that ends up in landfill. Mostly we hear about people upcycling furniture, but you can actually upcycle clothing as well. The fashion industry is really polluting, so it's really important to not buy into the fast fashion industry. Upcycling can be as simple as adding a lick of paint to an item or even tearing it apart and turning it into something completely new. It's also a creative outlet for the Perthshire mum Claire that I chatted to this week. She called upcycling therapeutic. It's also a good way to save money. If you don't like what you're seeing on the high streets, you can try upcycling and get an entirely unique product that you've made yourself.
Oh, that sounds quite exciting. So what are some of the items that the crafters you've spoke to have upcycled?
So today, Claire talks about a beautiful bureau that she modernised. She said that people don't like plain old brown furniture anymore, and I think she has a point. And the first artist that I talked to for this series made lights out of wooden beams. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that sounds really interesting. But if we want to try this at home, is there anywhere we can go to learn if we don't want to just throw ourselves into it?
Funny you should ask that. I know just the place. Claire is one of the artists that's based at Tayside Upcycling and Crafts Centre. That's near Errol, which is just between Dundee and Perth. There, you can get help and advice with how to start out with upcycling. They're also planning to start workshops by the end of the year. If you want to try out upcycling, why not head over there for some tips?
Oh, that sounds great. So what are the top tips then that you've got from Courier Country upcyclers?
Well, the most common piece of advice seems to be take your time. Claire admits that she was a bit gung-ho with the paintbrush early on in her upcycling career. And you can see how that turned out in today's piece. Another top tip is to always be prepared. Prepping your wood is so important. You need to clean it down thoroughly with sugar soap to remove any dust, cobwebs, or any other residue. Don't run in all guns blazing, or your upcycles could actually end up looking worse than they did to begin with.
Yeah, that's definitely not something we want to happen. Thank you so much, Joanna. I might have to go get my paintbrushes out of the attic now.
Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier, local matters.